This is Abnormal Entertainment.
It's working. I think. Yeah, it's working.
Did you fix it?
Yeah, it's loud as shit.
Up and running?
Sorry, this is a family-friendly event.
Yeah, there's
Harold. Harold.
Grumpy.
Okay, super so grumpy. He comes here too.
Right? I think he's in your computer.
I think so. Oh, was it? Oh. Do you want a microphone?
You can't have one on. That's working.
Seriously, is this thing on?
Can you hear me now?
All right. It's on.
Okay.
It's on.
Yeah. I see it now. So now that we're 13 minutes late and doing this stuff.
I'm sorry. I love this. I love the photo.
Oh.
Right?
Of Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, is this where he's in the... Is he wearing the hat?
No. This is the one where I caught him in mid-bite of the licorice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It always makes me giggle.
We're just watching the credits of Sketchy.
Which will be premiering, and that's a hot photo. Which will be premiering at Phoenix Comic Con.
This is on YouTube.
And the first episode's on YouTube. You can watch it's a very rough cut.
Yeah.
Not nearly as clean as what we're putting up at Phoenix Comic Con.
Nice.
Which looks really good. Got the music set. I think we're going to do that final.
Next week?
Next week, yeah. You and I are. And we'll put that together. And that'll be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. As much fun as Blasto was last year, I think this will be even more funny for Phoenix Comic Con.
Speaking of which, Blasto's on now.
Blasto. Oh, good, because there's kids in here. Close your eyes, kids. Close your
eyes. Don't look.
Just don't even look.
So we're at DevCon.
We are at DevCon.
We're at DevCon right now.
Yes, for comic books.
Podcasting live at DevCon.
Affecting children.
And we've got last year's entry, Blasto, for Phoenix Comic Con.
Yeah. We do not want page two coming on.
No.
Yeah. So good job.
It got close.
We'll show it later. Now that we got a big screen to watch it on. That's pretty good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we weren't expecting all this. So this is, DevCon, and we got this big empty room. And it's
fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah.
There's a few people in here.
There's a few people in here. So, way to network, everybody.
I did my part.
Can we give it a fancy name? Like, you have West Ho for West Hollywood. Can we do something like that for West Phoenix?
West Fo?
West Fix?
West Fix. That works.
Yeah.
PHX.
I like it.
I call it Ugh.
That's how I felt driving over here.
I had to say, because I know we have some West Valley people in here. So,
well, and
I grew up on this side of town. I know how horrible it is.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, I did. I did Psych 101 at this campus.
Oh, okay.
And that was weird.
I'm sure.
And then school in the West Valley is also weird. So,
yeah, I graduated from Maryvale High School.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you're definitely familiar with West Side.
Heard that once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Followed by gunshots.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them was backfire.
Right.
He would say, oh, cross your fingers, and it would always be my middle and ring finger. So
that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So free
all the white
book
people
day.
Are like, oh, yeah.
I know.
So we have free comic book day, now to venture away from the gang talk.
Right.
Yeah, now
not
we
to
that.
Promote people flipping gang signs randomly.
I know you guys all partaked in comic book day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and Matt are the two sad people. Who
Sads.
Are like, no, didn't
it's not too late. We
it's
can
not.
We can go to Jesse James right after this.
Yeah,
we can be late for the
wrestling.
Because we're still gonna contribute because it is a charity show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mandy, you know a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about it? Because you've actually been to this arena, so.
That's true.
So it's I'm like, it's on. Never mind. I'm following somebody. Actually, I'm riding with somebody. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to ride
Mrs.
with me?
Mrs. Blogster left me here.
You can ride with me.
Okay. She's like, I'm not watching your stupid show.
Couldn't even get family to come.
Yeah, my family doesn't want to be here. They're like,
I almost.
Are you gonna wear the mask? Yeah. Oh, okay, we're out of here.
I almost got my roommate to come, and then she was like, "Oh, I wouldn't have a ride home after unless I went with you to wrestling."
Right.
Never mind. I'll Never just stay mind. Here. And I'm like, okay, fine. Okay.
It's kind of like the attitude of everyone who opens the door.
Yeah.
Like, we keep on hearing the doors
Never mind.
Open,
like,
yeah.
No, I'm just going to go.
There's no wacky music.
We had the one dad walk in, and then he turned around and walked out.
Right.
The look of disappointment on his face was priceless.
He's like, hmm.
It's the same thing with everyone else in the room, the look of disappointment.
It's true. Yeah.
Right? I'm trying to get this Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing going on, but kind of goes away. It's really good for the six people that are here.
your silhouette looks like a chicken.
I know.
It's amazing. We'll have to post a photo on Instagram.
It's the only way I was able to show my cock here.
Because it's a family show.
Yes, it's a family show. So there it is.
How do you get that rooster in here?
Yeah, exactly.
The wrestling show.
So the wrestling show, the charity wrestling show.
For there's a fan named Ruby. She died from cancer a few weeks ago. So they're doing a charity show at the AWF Arena. It's on 51st Avenue and Bethany Home. If you'll see a bunch of cars in the parking lots. But, yeah, they're just doing a charity show to help raise money for a funeral for a family.
I really enjoy the fact that we gave the address.
I know.
Right.
So everyone who listens to this in, like, four weeks.
Won't know where it's at. But then you can check out the AWF shows.
Right.
The Unleashed shows.
Subsequently on Saturdays, yeah. I think it's Saturdays.
Come say hi to me.
Yeah. Say hi to Mandy. Buy her beer.
Yes.
Yeah. Bring her 6-packs, 12-packs.
All the packs.
Yeah, all of them.
It'll help me.
Best ones come in 6 and 12 packs, though.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. 30 packs, they don't make a lot of 30 packs of something delicious.
They really don't. They really don't at all.
I want to know what delicious 30 packs you've had.
None. That's what I'm saying. I can't think of any.
I was just saying. I was like,
that's the PBR that we used to bring to the shows, and here you go.
It's the build it yourself, you know, where you just
you just keep on building. This is heavy. Why is it all bottles?
Oh my goodness!
Any Oklahoma City Thunder fans in here?
No.
Does anybody like basketball here? No.
Oh, she does.
She does. Do you like? She's like, she just wants a prize. Do you like the Dallas Mavericks? Okay.
No. Most people don't know who they are.
No. Okay. Well, I tried.
Yeah.
They have a tall German dude on their team.
Yeah.
Do they?
Nazis.
Yeah.
I don't even know
who's Nowitzki.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that business.
I always forget about basketball because I just don't give two flying beep, beep about it.
Yeah. So that's true.
Self-editing for the family show.
Exactly.
The only time I like basketball is when the Suns are doing good.
It'll be a while.
So you cared about it 10 years ago?
Yeah. yeah, it was about
five.
Five?
Actually, two years ago.
2 years ago when they were close to making the playoffs, and then it didn't happen. Oh, well.
They had a good team then.
They did.
A promising team.
Yeah, and they dismantled it. It's great.
You only need to root for something just because you're losing, you can still root for them.
Oh, I still root for them. I just don't tune into every basketball game.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
the thing.
Plan on them doing anything.
And I'll watch a Suns game, but I just when it comes to watching like the Portland Trailblazers versus the Sacramento Kings,
or the 76ers.
Not tuning in. Just not. I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, I just don't care for basketball like in general.
Oh, dude. No.
Yeah, it's just like what if someone's like, "Hey, I got a ticket. You want to go?" I'll be like, "Sure." They have beer there,
right?
And then I hang out and I get drunk and you know.
Like anywhere.
I'm like, yeah, basically. I'm like, otherwise. But otherwise, when people are like, yeah, we got the game on. You want to come over? I'm like, I don't.
Not even a little
I'd
bit.
I'd rather kill myself.
Does anyone
We have comic books. We have giant stacks of comic books that we still need to read.
Yeah.
Comic book movies to go to.
I'm not sure. Does anyone actually just go, hey, I have the game on tonight. You want to come over? Some random basketball game. Game one of the, you know.
Yeah.
I only get that for conference. Football.
Sure, the playoffs they would.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I've got the game on. You want to come over and watch it over here? I don't see why not.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, just if we didn't know each other and I just walked up to you on the street and I was just like, hey, I've got the game on tonight. You want to come over and watch it?
They have signs posted all over the place here about that type of attitude. Remember, consent.
Cosplay, buddy. Cosplay is not that's, consent.
It's true.
That's how I watch all my games. Just random people walk random up to me people? And invite me over to their house.
And you go because they have beer.
I mean, I was told it wasn't optional, but they take me over there.
They just put you in their pocket because yes. you're tiny. And you go.
And then I get to watch the game.
Yep.
Yeah.
NFL draft, anyone?
I saw parts of it. I was happy with mine. Yeah. So I
was happy with ours.
Yeah.
With the cards, so they did a good job.
They didn't utter the words wide receiver with the Colts, so I was very happy.
Right.
Literally any other position.
Well, I'm kind of surprised that the Raiders didn't pick a wide receiver with the first pick.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty much, you know, that's what they do. Well, same thing with the Detroit Lions.
That was pre Al Davis.
That's true.
Or pre Mark Davis.
Jerry Jones, you know.
Picked a fast running back. Good job.
Right. Go,
good job.
Don't well, you got to have somebody when you don't have a quarterback.
He picked the quarterback, too.
Who's their quarterback now?
Well, it's still Tony Romo.
But they got Dak Prescott.
No, but who's
later.
Their real quarterback? Because he's only there part-time.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not even there part-time.
Well, you know, Romo's got to feed some surgeon's family.
That's true.
Constantly.
Absolutely.
It's true.
And their vacation home.
The guy's made of glass.
And like whatever Simpson he impregnated this week.
That's true. Hopefully it's Marge this time.
Yes. Oh, Tony.
See that big blue hair swinging around? Bent over, just grabbing it and yanking it all.
I'll be your tight end.
That would be when he would hurt himself.
Right.
Here's the thing. He was able to describe that in such description that it makes you wonder whether or not he thinks about this like all the time.
You would be amazed at the weird shit I think about ever since I started writing more.
Right.
So you're saying Marge is on your mind a lot.
Right now, it's a pretty good thought. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm kind of enjoying this. There's a whole adult animated movie we could make out of this.
Yeah.
You guys should do that when I'm not here.
Right.
We could get a lot more followers overseas if we did that, that's for sure.
Yes.
Probably.
We got Blasto 2 written. I wonder if that's in there. I haven't read the final draft of the entire book, but Blasto number 2 will be coming soon.
Nice.
.com.
Are we doing the same thing?
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should put motion to it, or maybe not motion, but panels moving.
Like what we did for the Comic-Con last year.
For Comic-Con, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll do that. Maybe we'll do it at, maybe we can unveil it at FanFest if I can get off my rear end and get some drawing done. It won't be done by Phoenix Comic-Con.
Well, people can find Blasto online right now, right?
That's absolutely.
YouTube right now, right?
Well, just, Blasto Begins? Is that what usually makes it come up?
Maybe.
Okay. Blasto comic book. I know if you just type in Blasto, it's like all these different things.
Abnormal Entertainment.
Okay. Abnormal. So. Just punch in everything you can think of.
Right.
If you go to their YouTube channel, it'll pop up.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
That's a good idea.
Nice.
So, kids, while you're listening to this, go to YouTube afterwards.
The kids are enjoying themselves entirely too much, Dad.
I know.
They want to be in this. Okay. You gonna go find some comic books? He's looking for comic books.
You just got.
Where did you find them at, Jay? Where did you find your comic books?
I went to Jesse James Comics.
You could say where that's located.
That is in the avenues. That is in the West Valley. They were at 43rd Avenue in Peoria, and then they recently, like very very recently, moved locations down a mile. And now they're at 51st Avenue in Peoria,
nice.
In a much larger shop. The format, or not the format, but the layout of the shop is a lot more convenient for like shopping and stuff like that, because it's not that weird like walls in the middle of the store.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Right. So. Yeah, because they were just like taking up spaces as they came available there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free comic book day, so you can pick up some free stuff too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you pick up any of the free ones?
Being my first comic book day, I didn't know what was what.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know.
They're usually set aside. Like at Samurai, they're like, you can pick three of them. Like, okay.
Oh.
So I picked out three. Mrs. Blockster's like, which three do you want?
Oh, nice.
And even the kid's like, which one do you want? I'm like, I want that Doctor Strange. Get it.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything, well, because like I was, like when we were talking about it before, it's like they're still setting up the store because they just moved. So all of the tables, like, I didn't know
which
what
were
tables,
which. Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't have like a sign, but maybe because I'm new, that's why I didn't get it. Because everybody else there seemed to know what.
We can go there
is
afterward.
Is this the same way you didn't know how to put in a password?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. God, I mean, that was so frustrating.
That was what, 2 hours?
It was
an
2 hours.
It was. I watched the In-Betweeners 1 hours. And 2, the movies, not just the TV show. I'm sitting there watching these movies, and Jay's been saying, "Oh, we should do Vine. We should do more interactive things on social media." Hey, Matt, can you change the password so that we can all get in on it? So Matt does. Here it is. It won't let me do it. Okay, let me change it one more time.
Well, no, let's take a step back.
Okay.
A year goes by. And Matt still hasn't changed the password. And then about another week goes by, and finally, okay, here's the new password. And so I'm like, oh, thank God.
I had to change it again, just so you know. Right. So you could use it. And because then you were incapable of logging in.
It was amazing, because I was like, okay, well, it's not working. So and he's like, well, we changed the password. I'm like, I know you changed the password. I'm using it. Like, no, I changed it again. And I'm like, I know, because I'm using it. Like, what are you using? I'm using this one. No, I changed it. Damn it all.
Meanwhile, right in the middle of it, I'm like, I'm in. And then it's like 2 seconds later, Mandy, I'm in.
I made it. Like, what is your problem?
It's like, how old are you?
Like, very old. Very old.
Like I said, someone needs to come to show them how to program his VCR.
Like, right? Like I said then, my grandpa knows how to put in passwords. He has Google Plus. He has Facebook. He has LinkedIn. So
your grandpa's LinkedIn?
Yeah.
There's a lot of business still at his age?
Well, you know.
All right.
Stan Lee was just in Captain America Civil War, so.
That's true.
Tony Stank.
Spoilers. I have so many.
Oh, we just lost somebody in the audience.
Just lost someone. Stan Lee is in it?
No way.
So speaking of Stan Lee being in some of these comic book movies, which is great, just kind of funny because... For the most part, like, he's created them all.
Yes. For the most part, yeah.
For the most part, but, like, I know with Deadpool, he's in it. I don't think there's a single one of his characters in that movie.
I don't think so.
Like, not a single one of those characters was his. Now, they make mention of, like, Charles Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he created any one of those characters in it.
Oh. Was it all Liefeld? Because I thought Colossus was made by somebody else.
Yeah, that was Len Wein.
Okay.
He made Colossus and basically the modern-day X-Men, what we're all used to.
Okay.
Outside of Cyclops. But, yeah, I was like, huh. Yeah, not. But then I started thinking Guardians of the Galaxy maybe as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he created any characters in that either.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because that was a little later.
Yeah, that was... What'd you find? Oh,
a flower hat.
That's beautiful.
You should give that to your sister.
You should just wear it. Give it to your dad. Your dad will wear it.
Check it for bugs.
I really enjoyed the tone of the podcast changed as soon as he said, "Hey, I found something." And everyone was like, "Oh, yeah."
It's not a backpack, right?
A gasp enters the room.
We all turned into 5-year-olds. Like, oh, what was it?
I know. I almost flipped the table. Like, what?
That would be gross.
I would not eat it.
Yeah,
if you found an ice cream cone on the floor, that would be very gross.
And as long as we've been in here, I can't imagine it would be ice cream anymore.
No.
It would be
no.
More.
Would you like some milk in a cone?
Speaking of ice cream cones, I did the most awkward experience driving to Jesse James Comics. I pulled up next to this guy who's listening to, like, I don't know what the hell type of music, what the hell type of band it was. But it sounded like Disturbed, like that type of, like,
okay,
hard rock.
So, okay.
And he's like sitting there just like
drowning pool.
Something like that.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
And so he's like sitting there like, oh, that's good. There we go. Dad's got the flower hat. So he's sitting there like seductively eating this ice cream cone as we're parked at a red light. Like I pull up and he's just like licking it like it's just like, you know, and so I'm just like, what the fuck is going on today? Like, it was the weirdest thing because, like, the music didn't match the moment.
He's listening to Cookie Monster rock.
Yeah.
And
just seducing his ice cream cone at a red light.
Maybe he was trying to seduce you.
No, because I was pulling up to the light, and he's just like up here as I'm pulling up, and I'm like, what the f*** is going on in this car? And I was like, oh, no. No, 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 no.
He's practicing for later.
He's going to get that cold tongue for the ladies.
Or maybe it was just delicious.
Could have been delicious. It was very delicious.
It was so delicious. He couldn't even like handle that.
Right?
That Pantera is, you know, screaming walk at him.
Just whew. That's
gonna go look at comic books.
Comic books.
Comic books.
Okay, go. All right.
Oh.
Well, there might be some comic books in there.
So now we
make
can
sure
talk
you
spoilers.
Use that ice cream cone. Okay.
So can we talk about?
No spoilers.
Captain America now? No spoilers?
Have you two seen Captain America yet? Okay, yeah, no spoilers. They haven't even seen Winter Soldier, though, to be
You fair. Haven't seen Winter Soldier yet?
Yeah, right?
Oh, wow. Hello. Hi.
You joining us, too?
Oh, I'm checking out.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right, so we had one person from the DEF CON walk in dressed in cosplay.
Was it security?
We were talking about that earlier. We don't know.
We were just like, is this a thing or is it a...
It's oddly professional looking.
Right.
However, still fake.
Yeah, I'm like...
Like all security?
That's my favorite thing at Comic-Con is to walk up to the police. Real or not real?
Right.
You know what? I was at the...
If you punch him, you'll find out.
Cosplaying is security. That's
can I touch your gun? Oh, I'm sorry.
I was at the AMC at Desert Ridge, and they had security walking around there, right? Like, in the theater itself. And he was walking around, and he had a gun.
Yeah.
A gun. And I'm just like, at first, just like, why would a rent-a-cop have a gun? Like, maybe a stun gun?
Stun gun, yeah.
You know,
well,
an actual gun?
I learned
and then
this
on
from
top
Harkins.
Of that, at Desert Ridge, of all places?
No. I learned this from Harkins at Tippi Marketplace. They hire off-duty police officers so that they can legally carry guns to be the security for
but
the
But I understand Tempe Marketplace.
Well, I've seen it at all of them. Like, I've seen it all over the place.
It's like Metro Center? Totally get it. At that point, you just have the cops there. But
the only thing
when it comes to Metro Center, it's like, are we really getting out here? Serious? Are we getting out? This isn't a thing, is it?
We could go like
I don't need meth that bad.
And you're probably going to want to go to the part of town we're going to be in tonight if you wanted to get meth.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I'm just like, is this a drive-by wrestling show? Because seriously, I'm glad I'm wearing my running shoes.
It's true. I'm not wearing my flip-flops because I knew where we were headed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to be caught open-toed.
No.
No, no, no.
You always go to my old neighborhood. There was always like somewhere around there a meth house.
You know, sure.
And it pops up and it'll get busted, and all of a sudden another one pops up. And
it was in the avenues, so you know, I could just trash the West Valley again. It's good. Everything's right in the world.
It's true.
West Valley, the Tucson of Phoenix.
You know what's so funny about that? I've noticed a big difference even with drivers.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, I've been out in like Scottsdale in that area for over like even if you go to like Bethany, around Bethany and like 12th Street, it's like night and day as to when you get into like 35th and beyond.
Oh yeah.
Once you pass 7th Avenue, all bets are off.
Yeah. Forget it.
It's game over.
And it's just
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes.
Like you don't know what's going on. The cars don't look normal.
No.
Like, they have their own special hubcaps that might not even be real hubcaps.
Right.
We don't know. Like, it's their own color paint that they made in their backyard on the cars.
Some cars
just
start
giant
bouncing.
Fucking speakers everywhere.
So, so we went from talking about shitty drivers to to actually calling them trailer park trash. Wow.
We try.
Mad Max.
No, we didn't even try. That was the best part about it.
I swear to God, I really hope that as we're driving to this wrestling event, we see somebody with a silver face screaming Valhalla.
Oh, yeah.
That will make my night.
Just go
puffing
outside.
Puffing paint and
just go outside.
Just go outside.
Yeah, maybe security's out there. She's going to escort him away.
Yeah. Excuse me, could you huff your paint somewhere else? Well, I guess.
Sure. Where should I go? Over there. Okay.
Well, in here with me, of course.
Duh.
Like, duh. Masterpiece Theater does not condone huffing paint.
No, or drug use of any kind.
Well, not every kind.
I need beer.
Yeah, I have not had that today. So.
Oh, my God, I know.
I had one before I left, but I regretted it. It wasn't very good.
No?
It wasn't my choice. It was given to me.
Okay, one
I
of those.
I had so much shit to do this morning, and then going from the comic book store that wasn't closed.
Yeah, to the
to
one
going that, to, that was open, and then the one register.
I kind of want to go there right after this. What time does that wrestling show start?
I don't know. Let's find out.
5:30?
I think 5:30.
5:30, the door opens. Oh, we got time.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like driving over here, and then I grabbed some food at a fast food place across the street. And
yeah.
I guess they only had one cook and one person working, and they were the same person because it took forever there, too. And I'm just like, what the hell, man?
Hold on.
Right?
I got to fry this up for you.
What is this
Where did
day?
You go?
Carl's Jr.
Now, what is West? Is that Doom?
Yeah. It is Doom, yeah. May 13th.
Please tell me it's another video game.
2018, I think.
Yeah, it says. Yeah.
Oh, it's for.
It's
game. Oh, it's for the game. Oh, okay.
Yeah, may contain content inappropriate for children.
Okay, I didn't know if it was they were making a sequel to
what
that
the
rock
fuck?
Movie.
They stole our slogan.
May contain content inappropriate for children.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was our slogan.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's a way of life.
That's what I went with.
It's a way of life.
So,
well,
yeah.
For the two people that are remaining, I did bring a prize for you two to share. I did bring something really awesome.
Prize giveaways. Yes. There's a catch to this prize. You do have to wear it and take a photo with him afterwards. Very excited about this. This is good.
The best part about it is the way you took it out and like dangled it. It looked like a pair of panties.
There you go.
that's true. Like you
well,
whipped
it
off.
I wore
like you have
it
experience.
First.
Just.
You got it. You're not alone.
Yeah.
This is so good.
So,
so speaking of giveaways, we will be doing giveaways also at Phoenix Comic Con. So
yeah, got a lot of stuff for that.
Yep.
But out of curiosity, when's this going to air?
I say we put this up like as
like
soon
Monday.
As possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just do like a special.
Yeah, this is just a special because it's going to be short.
Yeah.
Than one of our Peter Jackson episodes.
Yeah, this will be less than an hour. This will be less than an hour if. Because of the way.
Yeah, it'll
we
be
work.
Less than an hour.
Yeah.
We're compensating for all the times we go over.
Yeah.
Overcompensation.
Oh, by the way, for those of you, since we are putting this up early, Captain America Civil War was awesome.
It was
so
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing.
Just start to finish. It was.
I don't know if I like
captivated.
It. I saw it twice, and I don't know if I like it more than or as much as The Dark Knight.
I'd put it up.
Okay.
Because The Dark Knight's one of my favorite all-time
comic
like
book
it's just
movies,
such
yeah.
a good movie from the story from start to finish, everything, and this Captain America: Civil War, the exact same feeling for me.
Yeah,
especially
as of right now, I'm putting
time.
It above, but also I think I like Batman Begins better than Dark Knight.
Really?
I
Not
do.
The Dark Knight Rises. Just
no. Okay. Yeah, The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we stood on our ground with our ground.
Because I like it.
The story is better.
I think that Batman Begins, he wants to be Batman, and that's what I love about it.
Okay.
The Dark Knight, he's just like. I don't want to be Batman anymore. I want to be with Rachel. She doesn't
Rachel.
Like you. She doesn't even look the same.
Sad Batman.
He was just sad the whole time. So I'm like, aw.
Harvey Dent, do you trust him? You're really good at this voice, by the way. I don't know how many hours of practice you do at home,
it's pretty much
almost spot on. You could be hired for the animated series if what's his name ever loses his voice.
Yeah, I'm willing to do it.
We got the R rating for the Killing Joke. That was
official. That's awesome. Oh, I thought you were going to go with the Batman v Superman R rating, and I'm like. Seriously, all that makes it is that movie longer.
Yeah.
That's just going to make that movie longer, and we don't need any part of that.
They are going to release the extended edition, which is 4 hours, which I will watch, because
I know
I just
I'm going to talk crap
see,
about it, but I'm going to watch it.
I just want to see if like all of the shit that was missing actually helps like tie up that god awful choppy story.
Yeah,
and that's it. Yeah, like so that's it. Because I'm like, you have 4 hours. You gave me 2.5 hours. Is that missing hour and a half going to make the rest of the movie make some sense?
Like, I feel like it's going to make it worse.
If it makes it worse, I just might have a bonfire and just light that son of a bitch up. Just like, and there's 4 hours of my life.
Well, because it kills me because I want it to be good.
Yes.
I want that movie to be so good because it's just better for everybody.
Three of the most iconic characters of all time in American mythos.
Yeah.
Just shit the bed. Just.
So if you two are thinking about seeing Batman v Superman, wait for Redbox.
You might be still paying too much.
I would say go see it.
I know.
I agree. I say go see it in the theater.
No, it's still worth seeing a lot of the action.
Yep.
Because it's
great, but
it's great, but
at the end of the day, it's still a summer blockbuster.
And Ben Affleck was the star, so.
Oh yeah, he was a good Batman. Now I just want his movie, and then I'll act like Batman v Superman didn't happen.
I just want to know how much he's in Suicide Squad.
Me too.
Because each time they show a new trailer, it seems like he's in it more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if that's just to try to get more people to see it.
I think so.
I feel like that's a good ploy.
I think Warner Brothers woke up.
It's probably it probably was the recuts or the reshoots. It was just all Batman.
Probably. I hope those are the reshoots.
They're like, it's going to be funnier. No, you can't really make something funnier afterwards.
Right.
You can't force jokes into spots. Like, it just has to flow. So they're adding something.
Says you. Warner Brothers knows what they're doing, clearly.
They're a very respected organization.
What we should do is we should try that sometime. Just
interject jokes. Yeah. We should do that. We should do an episode of Sketchy like that. Where we just have it and then just like throw in
random stuff.
Right, you know, just walk in a different shirt and just still do the same scene but with other jokes.
I think it would work with Kevin's character. If everybody in the store is having a shitty day for their own personal reasons, like someone like just found out their mother has, you know, AIDS.
Yeah.
Now like his life is ruined, but in comes Kevin, who doesn't know everyone's having a bad day. And he just, like, throws jokes at people randomly while they're, like, trying to lament the terrible shit that's going on in their life. He's like, so two ducks and a Jew walk into a bar. And you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Actually, that would be better for Jeff to do that.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be the really awkward one.
It's true.
Which is real life.
Did we move on from dubbing over jokes?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we should still dub them over. Yeah, we should dub them over. Yeah, we should really do bad dub jobs on some of the jokes.
That would be hilarious.
What we should do is just go really racist, too, at the same time.
Oh, of
have
course.
Have an Asian person in there and dub over them as they talk.
We could actually do that really well if in one episode you're talking, Matt, if you're talking about how you've been figuring out how to do, like, overdub work.
Oh, my God.
Because you've been, like, reviewing some of the footage, and you're like, I think it would work better if we did overdub work, and then the next episode is the overdub episode, but only for one character.
Can we dub over with the cricket sounds?
No.
Can
the crickets stay.
The cricket is the best actor on that show.
I want to dub extra crickets.
It's the only performance that's spot on.
It's the most consistent one. Like,
he doesn't complain.
Doesn't mess up the lines.
Always
well, he
on
did
time.
Complain that one time.
There's
he
that one
didn't
time he
make
go off.
The one time the when we need it.
Right. Yeah. The one time we're like, oh, good. We'll have that cricket noise in the background so we could do that episode where I'm searching for it. Not a goddamn cricket noise. So we have to add that to the next weekend. I'm glad you brought that up. We have to find cricket noises.
Fuck me.
Everybody practice rubbing your legs together. I heard that's how they do it.
That's what I was doing last night. I got bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just chafed. The noise wasn't as awesome as I thought it would be.
And you got to use cocoa butter, too, because aloe vera dries and it just gets flaky. And
the butters.
It's not a fun scene.
Yeah.
Not a fun scene.
Except for it's healthier for the burn.
Apply it after the rubbing.
Yes. Oh, I know what I'm doing tonight after the wrestling show. Hey, boys, you need some aloe vera?
Gross. I am no longer driving you home. I'm just going to leave.
You get your gay shit out of here, sir. That is not wrestling.
That was a South Park episode.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I gotta meet Mr. McMahon. I think y'all have something here.
Look, there's a 10-year-old girl that's addicted to abortions, and if that's not real to you, I don't know what is. See, I just steal other people's jokes,
right?
And it works out really well.
Yeah, as long as we give them credit for it.
You know what we could do? Like, we could start dubbing in laughter.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could. This is where you're supposed to laugh.
See if you can find a little graphic, like the old school 1940s lights that blink like Broadway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, laugh now, laughter now. Or something.
Yeah. We'll do Mr. Garrison's laugh.
Yes.
Jesus
so have Christ. So there are some videos on YouTube where
they show sitcoms
without the laugh track.
Yes.
It is the most awkward thing ever.
It's so weird.
You're just like watching, they say something. You're like, all of a sudden, everything you're saying is not funny.
Like, the shows that have laugh tracks, or the ones where they
the one I watched was
extra laughter to a live audience.
Well, the one I was watching was the Big Bang Theory. Too.
Okay. Yeah.
So they would say something. And I'm like, well, that wasn't funny. But I didn't have a laugh track to tell me that it was supposed to be funny. So then there was this awkward pause, and then just everybody standing there. Oh, and then this, and this, and this. And then long pause. It was like, wow, this is really... Same with the watching the end of Star Wars, The New Hope.
Big Bang Theory was done in front of a live audience, too.
Well, it's somebody that's really good at editing to take out the laugh track.
Because they record the live audience laugh. And then they'll go in and they'll overdub extra laughter to make it sound bigger for TV.
Sure.
But if they just remove the overdub, I thought you'd still be able to hear like just what the audience's natural reaction is.
I don't know.
That's weird. That's really weird. I don't like that.
But I also watched Star Wars: A New Hope. You know, the award ceremony at the end, or like if there was no music.
Oh yeah,
so
I've seen
that one is hilarious. You just see this just silence.
Just hear them taking their steps.
Just taking steps, and you hear like a coughing in the background. And they're like handing them on, and the weird snickering. But the Chewbacca roar was the best.
Yeah.
So whomever did that video, well done.
If you want an actual good, well, I shouldn't say good, but more enjoyable version of the prequels, you can find them on YouTube as the No Cheese Edition.
Okay.
So, like, you just look up any one of the prequels and then add at the end of it, no cheese. And they get rid of a lot of the things that just made those things terrible. Like how, like, the Armada guys at the beginning of Phantom Menace all sound like Charlie Chan villains.
Okay.
Like, they completely get rid of that and they give them alien voices and then subtitle it. So, like, the whole, like, weird racist, like, thing, they just, like, we're just going to, we'll go just move that right out and we're going to overdub alien voice, like, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you see the little thing. Huh. Like, that actually is better. This is still not good.
Still not good
because it's the prequels, but it's more entertaining than
George. Here, Lucas I thought you were just going to say it would just be abortion. Like that beginning music, and then they would show the credits.
Just all John.
John Williams.
Speaking of
which, I should also say I was really drunk when I was watching that too.
Okay.
So.
The Rogue One. Did anyone hear that there's a possibility that Darth Vader's in it?
I've heard, and I hope that they don't put him in the trailer.
I don't want them to either.
Yeah.
I really wanted something in that first trailer because I don't think audiences are, no offense, people, but smart enough to get that it's not tied to the last one that came out.
Sure.
I don't think that it's the average movie-going person who sees it is going to be like, oh, that's quick. They've already got the follow-up.
Oh, okay.
And like, but if they had like the sound of Darth Vader breathing at the end when they show the credits, like the title screen.
Sure.
Like, I think that would make people go, oh, wait a minute. Is this something different? Because Darth Vader wasn't in the last one. Is he... And then it would get the conversation.
Or get have people more confused.
They did have the Imperial Death March playing throughout.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because they show the Death Star.
Well, they're building it.
How do you You not realize it's okay.
Well, you got. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe it's at the end. I don't know, because yeah, you got to get the plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you see it in the background. I'm like, how do you? That's the Death Star. That's.
Oh, that's what they built. Oh, well, they're already done.
So I was
We've seen this in a movie.
I was listening to an interview with Lawrence Kasdan, and for those listening who don't know who Lawrence Kasdan is, he was the guy who wrote a lot of the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Some of the Indiana Jones. He wrote the new Star Wars movie, and he was saying that one of the things he told JJ when they sat down and started like going through the how do we want to tell this story, he was like, one of the first words out of my mouth were, let's not blow anything up at the end. And JJ was just laughing. He goes, no, we're going to.
Right?
He was like, he's like, you know, we've done so well, and all of our movies have always had like that one big explosion at the end. Let's just not do that. Let's do something different. So they actually wrote an entirely separate ending.
Okay.
That was a lot quieter and everything like that, that didn't have the planet thing blowing up.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't like actually go into details as to what it was. And I was like, God, it's such a bummer. I hope it's on like a Blu-ray special edition thing.
Sure.
Like where they talk about what the alternate ending could have been. But I was just like, I like that he was smart enough to be like, can we just do something different and not have a planet blow up at the end of this
movie? Yeah. Like, I'm not opposed to the next two not doing that.
Right.
Because, I mean, as much as I love to say, 3 out of 4 good Star Wars movies end up in a Death Star blowing up.
Right.
But we can come up with another ending.
It's true.
It's true.
Just like when Independence Day comes out in July or end of June, whatever it is. Let's not, we shouldn't just have to blow up the mothership to make that thing go away.
Right?
Right.
They could just like, leave.
Yeah.
Awkward, like, quiet. It's like, because you know what? For those listening, Mandy was doing a hand motion to signal that the mothership was literally taking off and leaving.
It was either that or she was rolling with the homies.
I was rolling with the homies watching the movie.
That's how I felt about wanting to see that movie after I saw the last trailer last night. So it's just like, yeah, no.
Well, at the end of that, because I love the first trailer that came out.
First trailer was good.
I was like, whoa, okay, I'm on board.
Yep.
This last one, I was like, at the very end when they're like, they love to take out the landmarks or whatever they said. I'm like, no, the fucking filmmaker likes to do that. Like,
right?
They don't give a shit about landmarks.
Michael Bay's directing this?
No, it's Roland Emmerich, the hero of Michael Bay.
Right.
Just like, oh, I just like to do disaster films. Yeah, I know. We know.
I will say I'm excited to see how they upload a virus through the cloud to actually take the ship down because
they
can't use the little, you know, USB port anymore because nobody uses that.
Yeah. So
it's got to be in the cloud. I think they
used a VGA cord in that first one.
Right.
There was no USB. I don't even know if they were using USB yet. I think they uploaded a CD-ROM.
It's through Twitter.
Yeah, they send a tweet.
They retweeted me.
It's like, oh man, these stupid aliens, they use Windows.
It's just a picture.
So easy.
Vista, bitches.
I bet you regret that download.
The aliens open up a YouTube video they shouldn't have, and it just crashes.
Oh!
What, was that another angry dad? Was that another judgmental dad that just walked in and walked out?
Oh, fuck. I hope my kids aren't in here.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah. Yeah, I have no want to see that movie, though. None.
Yeah, I still want to see it.
I want to see it because in the same way that X-Men Apocalypse is going to be just this giant visual spectacle,
yeah,
that's why I want to see it, because I just want to see those special effects on the big screen. Like, I have no hope for the movie being like a good story.
No.
But visually, I just want eye candy. Just give
me, I don't
me,
know
give
why
me,
they
give
had
give
to
me,
go
give
futuristic
give
with it. Like,
yeah.
Why? Why?
It's 20 years later.
It's 20 years later right now, too.
Yeah, but I mean,
we
do
don't
a
have
lot
that
of
shit.
Well, they're
we,
using
yeah,
alien
we do not have the Hunger Games
it,
Anthem
no.
Stadium things with the yeah. big screens.
Yeah, that's like, true.
We don't have that for people just to hang out and listen to a speech.
Yet.
I mean,
Donald Trump
they,
is running
did,
for president. I'm pretty sure that shit's happening.
Yeah, that's a good
I'm
point.
Pretty sure he's going to have stuff up there and
on the Mexican border.
Yeah, on the Mexican border. Exactly.
He'll be the first president to be announced by a company. And now the State of the Union, presented by Frito-Lays.
Right. All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, we're almost going to get kicked out of this hall.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
from the man standing near is just what had to be done. Not just a game, but escape from the pain. He killed his only son. Just do it now, take care of me. I'm all you have, now set me free. Now, mommy dear, set down your drink, and don't you lay your hands on me. You've never been that good to me. Thank God I had my daddy. But by the age of his early teens, once my lump altered everything. What was this about master plans? As he lay his head onto his hands, it was said, what's done is done. Shattered family with three minus one.
Subscribe and download back episodes of Masterpiece Theater at abnormalentertainment.com/masterpiecetheater. Search Masterpiece Theater on Facebook. Email MaskBlogster at maskblogster@gmail.com. And don't forget to hashtag tweet your tits at MaskedBlogster. And for more podcasts, books, comics, blogs, and videos, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.